Hi, my name is Alex Turner. I'm a program manager on the developer platform team that brings you guys Connect. And one of the things I really want to talk to you today about is the Media Capture Frames API. And you might have heard of Media Capture before. You've probably used it. If you've done any kind of UWP apps that deal with video or audio or photos, it's that core Windows API that's built on top of Media Foundation. And that's what lets you get that kind of data into your app. And you can do things like encode video with it, bring in audio streams, trigger low lag photography using the camera sensors. So you can do all sorts of fun stuff there. But if you guys are used to the Connect SDK, you're used to a different kind of API that deals in video, one that pulls in a series of frames, but really lets you reason about each frame individually, makes it convenient to get at frames and do computer vision on them, to correlate the different cameras that are giving you these frames so you can figure out how they relate to one another and kind of find pixels across. And so if you want to do those kind of things, you need some extra capability that haven't been in Media Capture up to today, and that's what this new Frames API provides. And for those of you who do Connect, there's some cool new benefits that come with that. One of them is that we've had a Connect for Windows 8.1 SDK for writing store apps. And by baking into Media Foundation, we've created the way that you're going to be able to use Connect as part of Windows 10. And as part of the Windows 10 anniversary update that's coming later this year, that's going to be available for you. The other cool thing is that you're going to see that Connect cameras now are kind of a full part of Windows, right? That you can pull them in and pull in their RGB feed and just use that anywhere that you use color RGB feeds today. Anywhere that you're pulling in kind of a Media Foundation camera feed, you can do that. And we're also going to show you some of the code. I'm going to dig in and show you exactly kind of how you use this new API and what it looks like to go enumerate these frame sources that are available. So one thing you can see here is I've got an app up that's showing some of the streams that are coming in off of a Connect that I've got here to my left. And if I go over here, you can see here, it's detected me here. And you can see all the different frames, including in the middle, kind of the traditional thing you probably think most of when you see Connect, which is the joints that are coming in that represent where the Connect has actually figured out my skeletal structure, my body joints. And so if you look at the upper left, we've got just the standard color image feed. And the lower left, we have infrared, and it's, you can see as they get closer to the IR illuminators, it's getting brighter. We're showing red here for the things that are brighter and purple for the things that have less IR light. And in the upper right, we're showing the depth data. So this is actually just showing exactly how far we're able to figure out things are. So here, black is very close, red is close, and as I kind of get further away, you can see that's representing how far I am from the sensor. And then in the middle here, you can see it's got my skeleton, right? It's got the joints figured out. And then the lower right, it's using those joints to figure out which pixels in the image represent me. What is the Connect's opinion about where I am in the image versus some other human being that might be in there? So that's pretty cool. But let's take a look at some other stuff. Like if I actually close this out and I launch the camera app, this is just a standard Windows 10 camera app. But you can see now that what it's able to pull in is this Connect sensor, right? So it's not coming in purely through some custom Connect system right now. It's able to come in. You see it's able to use standard camera features that are here, like it's doing face detection on the video stream. If I come back here and I click the thing that would normally just kind of switch between front and back cameras, I'm now able to see, oh, cool, this is the front camera of the Surface Book that I'm in. If I click it again, I've got the camera back here. And so if I have an app that's just kind of pulling in Media Foundation data, I'm able to do all of these things. I'm able to have my camera sensors up here on the laptop. I'm able to have my camera sensors that are coming in off of the Connect. And I can do kind of all of the above. I can pull in an app that does all of this together. All right, so we've seen all this cool stuff. Let's actually figure out how the API works. Let's take a look in VS. So what I have here is a simple project. It's a lot simpler than the one that we looked at before. It's just going to pull in color image data, but it's going to pull it in from whatever color sources are available. As you saw, we can pull it in from a Connect sensor. We can pull it in just from the RGB cameras that are front or back facing on my laptop. So let's take a quick look at what the app does. I'm just going to run it quickly here. You can see it's pulling in some color data. Starting off here with the Connect camera. You can go here and say, oh, cool, this is the front-facing camera. And click Next. This is the back-facing camera for the laptop. And I can cycle back around and pull in the data again from Connect. And here what we're doing, we're just displaying it on the screen because it's just a super simple sample app. But the cool thing you're going to see is that it actually comes in not as just a video control that's kind of opaque and just puts stuff out onto the screen for you or encodes it to a file. You're actually going to get access to every individual bitmap. So when you want to go do that analysis yourself, you can. So the way you pull that off here, first step is to get access to the frame source groups that you actually care about. So you have media frames. These are going to be the individual payloads that come in one frame at a time at some frame rate from your sensor. And each sensor is called a frame source. And so what you're able to do then is get these frame sources, not just individually, but as a group, right? If you think of a Kinect, you have a set of sensors that not just operate maybe on a clock where you can get data from them at some cadence together. They also operate where you know, like here's one sensor, here's another sensor. I know the extrinsics. I know the calibration between the sensors. For an individual sensor, I might know the intrinsics. I know how the camera lens actually works so I can figure out how to project or unproject relative to the real world. So I end up getting these sensors that know how to work well together. And we're getting back the list of all these groups, the groups of such sensors. So when I look down here, you see I'm saying, take that list and go ahead and find the groups where there is one sensor that I care about that meets my criteria. And so we're saying, take the group, get all the source infos. This is the metadata for all the various sources that are part of that. And then I'm going to say first or default, and I'm going to pass in select source. And select source here is just going to be our condition. So when I go in here, you could have a condition that's as complex as you want. In our case, we're just going to say find one where the frame source kind is color. And you see here, I could go here and say, well, maybe where the frame source type is infrared or anything else. But for our case, just so we can get multiple sensors, we're going to say color. So what we do now, once I've actually got that, I've got that selected, I can pull it out to a list. I find the ones where we actually have a color sensor. You could have a group that just has IR and depth, and maybe there's no color. So I find the ones where I've got that. And as long as I've got at least one thing here, I'm going to go ahead and start setting up to actually project onto the screen, actually render those frames from that sensor. So just like with media capture, you start off by making a media capture initialization settings. This is where you configure all the knobs on media capture so it knows what you want to do. But in this case, instead of saying, hey, here's the particular camera that we want to go to and actually start streaming from, what I'm saying is, here's the source group that I care about. So there's a different path you can go through in the initialization settings that says you want to use these frame sources. And I'm doing that here by taking the source group from the one that we selected, the first one. And I'm saying the sharing mode is shared read-only. And what this means, this is actually one of the new features that you get by coming through the Media Foundation architecture. I can say, I want to load this up here, but I don't actually care to have exclusive control over the sensor. I might have another app that's running on the system that also wants to do stuff with this sensor, with this image data that's coming in. And so by saying share read-only, I'm able to get the data and read it. And somebody else might be configuring it, but I can always actually just read it on my app. So I pull that in. And specifically, I also say I want access to this data on the CPU. And this is how we're going to be able to pull in the software bitmaps. So I go here now. I've set this all up. I set up a media capture like I normally would. I initialize it with those initialization settings, except this time, as you saw, the initialization settings are telling it we want to use the new Frames API. Once I have that in now, I can take the media capture and I can interrogate the frame sources and say, hey, for this given ID, I want the frame source. Now that you've initialized, we've taken the source info and we've realized the actual frame sources that we want to load. So I get back that frame source, and that frame source is how I'm going to go create a reader. The reader is what's going to feed me the frames over time. So with that source in hand, I can say, hey, I want RGB 32 frames, and go ahead and create me a frame reader that's going to deliver that to me. So I get that reader, and I just do one simple thing with it. I subscribe to the frame arrived event. This is what's going to happen every time I get a new frame. And once I've subscribed, I go ahead and I start the frame reader going here. If I take a look at what's going on inside frame arrived, and I go through, I lock my own bitmap that I'm going to use to reason about this frame so I can update it for the next frame. And see here, I go down to the frame reference, and now I start accessing its properties. And specifically, I access video media frame. And this is going to give me back the video media frame object that represents this particular color frame. And if I dig in here, you can see not only is there a video media frame property, there's also this buffer media frame property. And this is important. Previously, Media Foundation, when it was dealing in just video and audio, but primarily you're pulling in photos and videos, you were dealing in rectangular pixeled images, right? I have an X by Y, I get an image back, and I can reason about it. I can reason about the pixels that are in there. They might have different formats. Maybe it's RGB. In the case now of infrared, it might be some sort of brightness value and depth. It could be some value in meters, but it's still a rectangular structure of data. But think of something like the way that bodies come in. I have my joints, and they're just an arbitrary data structure that's going to come in and tell me where my joints are in a given frame. And it's still frame-based. It's still coming in at a cadence from the source, but it's not a rectangular pixel. It's not a video frame. And so we provide another system. This is new as part of the anniversary update, as part of the Frames API, where you can pull in buffer frames. And this is what's going to let you pull in that kind of arbitrary data. And that's the system that Connect is going to use to pull in skeletal data. In this case, though, we know it's a video media frame. And we're going to go here and access its software bitmap, right? And this is what now gives us not just kind of, you know, here's a chunk of data that we could encode, or here's some data that you're going to display in the screen. Here's a bitmap. It represents this one frame. And, you know, in this case, we're going to go down, access Direct3D surface. We're going to go render it. But that's just for this, right? If I wanted to go do analysis, if I wanted to pull the pixels apart, send it into my CV library, this is what I would take and I would go do that with. So you've seen a lot of the stuff that we used to do just purely with the Connect SDK, with an add-on SDK, and you're seeing it start to get baked more deeply into Windows, and baked in a general way. It's not just a Connect API anymore. It's an API that's intended for pulling in data from all sorts of color, IR, and depth sensors. You've seen that you can get at that per-frame data. And you've seen that it's not just color, IR, and depth. You've seen that, hey, when with the Connect, as long as you've got an extra bit on top, which we're going to kind of ship soon after we've got the anniversary update, you can take those opaque custom streams that come up and start to pull out things like skeleton data and any other data that that hardware vendor wants to surface. For Connect, it's going to be body skeletons, but for any other vendor, it could be all sorts of things. And it's also about calibration, right? Like if I have multiple sensors that are in a sensor group, I might know how they relate to each other. I might know things about the camera intrinsics, about the lens model. And I can pull that in to help me do really accurate computer vision. And so by pulling all of this together, we're hoping to start to kick off something that's broader than Connect. Connect is pretty awesome, and we want everyone to participate, not just on the app side for when you're building software, but also on the hardware side. We want to create a rich platform where your apps can be built once and run across a wide range of devices. So we're looking forward to what you guys are going to build. You can try this out right now on the April preview. Go to become a Windows Insider, download the preview SDK. What you can do as of April is play around with color streams from your various sensors. Pretty soon after that, we're going to have a preview of a Connect driver. Connect driver is not quite ready yet. We're showing a preview version of that here. But once the Connect driver is ready, you'll be able to update to that driver. And that's going to start lighting up these APIs for Connect as well. And then soon after, when we ship the anniversary update, soon after that, we're going to have that add-on SDK. And that's going to let you take these custom streams that come through for things that aren't color, IR, or depth, things like the skeleton data, and go read that out and actually interpret that opaque blob and actually get back all the same kind of Connect goodness that you used to today. We'd love to see what you guys can build with that. Thanks.